This is by an Italian artist from Bologna named Guercino, 1640s. Every museum has a catalog, this one too, of its collection. There's something written on each work that it owns. And when you read the catalog entry on this work, nothing is said about its subject. All the talk is instead on things like the price it fetched in 1810, £147. But then what can you say? Right? A work of art was not made to talk about. What you're meant to do with a picture is to look at it and enter into a relation with it, which you engage with what it gives you. And what is the first thing it gives you? So what do you see here in this picture? Title is not even a part of a work, so it's not the first thing the picture gives you. It's title. What are you seeing here? In other words, what are you reading? Woman at the Well. So this is, if you were to give this a title, it would be, so The Samaritan Woman at the Well, yeah. Every work we've looked at this morning, except the Venus and maybe the Pseudo-Bosch, everything we've looked at is Christian work. Why not follow the story in looking at it? Right? Well, actually take out a Bible and read the story in front of it. I recommend very highly that when you go to a museum, if you travel, that you take a Bible. Don't take a brochure about the art, right? Go with the Bible. And when you're reading, one thing you can ask yourself is, what moment of the story is this? You know that this is a biblical story. What moment of the story is this? The artist is not going to be able to portray everything. And when you discover that, look at the faces of the people. And let me read you this so that you can do that. It's from John 4. So he came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, and Jacob's well was there. This well, by the way, is mentioned in the Old Testament, where it was said that a stone was rolled from the well's mouth and sheep were fed. That's Genesis 29. Sheep fed from this well. So Jesus, wearied as he was from his journey, was sitting beside the well. It was about the sixth hour. A woman from Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a woman of Samaria? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw water with, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob? He gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock." Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband and come here." The woman answered him, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one you now have is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you say that in Jerusalem is the place where people ought to worship." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, he who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things." Jesus said to her, "I who speak to you am he." So which verse of that story are we seeing? The main things are going to be done by the actions, including looking, who looks at what, and so on. Look at Christ's hand pointing up, one hand holding this, What do you think this is? What is he holding? His blue cloak, which, look what it does. It pours down into this well. So what verse was that? And he's actually not, he's identifying with this, right? As that this is his one, this is him. So you have that. Look at the face of the woman. What does the expression convey? She's really listening, right? And something is really making her think. Right? She's beginning to understand something about, this is not the conversation she thought she was having when it started. So she has all the means for drinking, for drawing water from the well, right? She's got the rope and the jug. But she has nothing like what Jesus is holding. Notice that this picture is not just a snapshot of some moment in that long conversation. Another interesting question to ask is, if you were asked to paint this subject, what would you paint? I mean, imagine that's what you're told. We want a painting of the Samaritan woman. Well, you really have a lot to think about. What would you paint? What would you wish to do if that were your job? I mean, one thing you'd want to do is to represent Christ as a figure with the gravity, I can't think of any other word, of what was said in this conversation. You'd want to represent Christ as a figure with that character. And I think Guercino has done that. I think the choice of the profile does something. The fact that he is in profile. Guercino has done that, represented Christ in this way. It's one of the things that makes this it has what it takes. Yeah, the halo, notice how it's done. It's very subtle. Jesus wears his position behind the well. And she is off to the side, but the well is between him and us.